The 100 Marathon Club by Darren Smith. Number 35, Madrid, 28th of April 2019. This one combined a few things I'd done before. It readdressed the balance and it gave me some closure. Remember how I love closure? Well, I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's kind of the whole Darren's version of single white female. It would close out the rock and roll series in Europe for me. Having run the Edinburgh and Dublin and Liverpool halves and the Liverpool full, after Lisbon got canned, Madrid was the only race standing between me and a rock and roll full house. It would also be a second solo overseas effort in 2 months, although Baz and Kaya would be at the same hotel and Marika would be around the corner, with the three of them running the half. And it would be the London Marathon weekend too, so again, with no success in the ballot, I was hiding abroad. Although, when asked if I was running the marathon at the weekend, at least I didn't get Ultravox sung at me this time around. Looking back, it started at one of those really annoying expos that are way out of town. Several metro rides away on a strange tube network in a city I'd never been to before and didn't know. Which left me hoping I could at least remember my way back to the hotel. But the rest was classic rock and roll franchise. The merchandise was in abundance. The communication was very good. The medals and the t-shirts were of the highest quality. Although the 10K t-shirt had the nicest colour combination. It was yellow with blue writing on, so it kind of looked like a classic Brazilian football jersey. While the marathon shirt was kind of this off coral pink colour, and it did nothing for me, and so I ended up giving it away. Regarding the continuation of themes, the Spanish football theme would continue into this race. Having run by the Nou Camp at the Barcelona Marathon, it was high on many people's agenda to do the same for the Santiago Bernabéu and the Metropolitano stadiums of Real and Atletico Madrid, respectively. And the race was marking the bicentennial of the Prado Museum of Art, so there would be a highbrow theme too, with posters of famous pieces from the collection on the route. But all of this almost became academic when, a month before the race, the Spanish Parliament decided to hold yet another snap election that weekend, potentially postponing everything. It put us all on tenterhooks. We'd all booked flights and hotels, and I'd booked a car. If the race was delayed, a lot of people would be out of pocket. Fortunately, though, sanity prevailed, and the race was not cancelled. It was just switched to the Saturday instead of the Sunday, causing the very minor inconvenience of booking an extra night at the hotel and paying €50 to change to earlier flights. And what this would do then is balance out my Spanish races. Being a day early, it negated that Trans Gran Canaria was delayed by a day due to thunderstorms. Equilibrium was restored. We can now move on. To the race. It was hot. It was really hot, and we started in a park that became a maze-like nightmare at times, with exits closed and barriers forcing you one way and not the other. On the way back, after I'd finished, I struggled to even get out of it and got lost several times following the map on my phone. It's like you could see the backdrop, but you couldn't quite get to it. There was a fence in the way. But more of that later. From the park, that was the start, we climbed and climbed some more before we hit the financial district, pausing at some statues here and there. And I was already finding it a bit tough. Having spent the most of the spring in the gym, bulking up by a good 20 pounds of muscle. And so I was happy to stop, take a selfie and take a drink before continuing. The race MC had said that it was Spain's prettiest marathon, and I think he's a bit loco, because he was certainly wrong. It was ugly. It was fugly. It was fucking ugly. And the further we got into it, the fuglier it got. From the financial district, we ran under road bridges. And then we turned and we climbed and then we circled over them. There were water stops every 5 kilometres and they were needed. And the earlier stop was the one that was shared with the army of blue-shirted half-marathon runners, were just water. Later, when they had turned off towards their finish and left us to our nightmare, we got blue Powerade and bananas and gels and sometimes oranges. It was good that they started with us too and turned off, rather than joining us at halfway like they did in Hanover. I much prefer it this way. By 1 o'clock, all water and Powerade was warm, or even hot when you were given it, and you have to spit it out, that it's so disgusting. And so I went into a shop, and at one point I got my can of Coke, a nice ice-cold can of Coke, my favourite. And then later a bottle of Fanta, lemon Fanta I think as well. Again, superb choice. And they were glorious, and they came at just the right times for my race. And I know that when you're listening to this, you'll think, hold on, he does this all the time. He goes to shops whilst running a marathon. You know, he's a slacker. Well, you might be right, but to be fair, I listen to my body. And if what is on the water tables isn't appealing to me, and I want to keep going, then why not stop and get something cold? Why do I need to chug down boiling hot Smurf piss when I could get an ice-cold can of Coke that would then G me up a little bit and help me towards the finish? Anyway, I digress. Something that I noticed whilst in the pens at the beginning was that some of the marshals were wearing rollerblades. Now, Madrid is one of those cities where they have an inline skate marathon like Berlin, and I thought that maybe the marshals just liked having skates and they were wearing them on the day. But as the race started, they went with us, zigging and zagging in and out of the runners, armed with Vaseline and muscle spray. It was a really nice touch, and people made the most of them the further we got into the hilly 26-mile course. People would stop and wave to them, asking for some Vaseline for their nipples and underarms, maybe their Japanese flag. And then maybe they would stop and point to a calf or a hip or a buttock, or wherever they wanted the muscle spray. I am recording this during a thunderstorm, by the way, so don't get panicky. Looking back, nothing really stands out that much about the Madrid Marathon, other than that opening hill up to the office buildings, the old Atletico Stadium, not even the new one, and then there was this park. It was about 30 kilometres in, the half marathon had already come and gone. There was a steep downhill from the road, suggesting that there would be a steep uphill to get out of it at the end. And once in it, it was horrible. It was a twisted there and back, almost meeting but not quite. You entered and headed right on a long straight. To your left, as you started, was a water stop. But no, senor, that is not for you. Through the trees, runners were heading back in the opposite direction from their time in this hot, hellish, cyclist-filled hellhole of Casa de Campo Park. But, you know, much like anything else, time passes. And sooner rather than later, it was all over. You were out of the park, back onto the street, and finishing the race. Secretly, I wanted to go for a time at Madrid. before I discovered the elevation and experienced the heat, as well as the fact that the extra 20 pounds plus of muscle that I was carrying was not pleasant to carry around a marathon. I ran Hanover 3 weeks before and had been busting a gut at the gym in the meantime. That's why I wanted to go for a time. Unfortunately, I made a mistake. I picked the wrong thing to do at the gym. Rather than focusing on lean muscle and athleticism, endurance, or stamina, I just bulked up. It was a fucking mistake, and a mistake that I'd learnt the hard way. You know, maybe if it was 10 degrees cooler, maybe if it was a lot flatter, maybe if I was a lot thinner and in better shape and rested. But you know, it's all good, man. That was number 35. Next up, St. Wales 2. Oh yeah, baby, we're heading back to St. Ictids.